The rock and roll station's and proud to be. Got lots of time for lots of music this morning, so stand by and be ready to boogie down. Had a pretty good weekend, all in all. A buddy of mine I ain't seen in long times in town. Did a little sightseeing, took him to all the tourist attractions. Went out late last night with half a bag on to look at the Mormon temple. That thing is awesome. I know you drive by it 80 million times every year, but sometimes it's fun to get up there in Kensington, just pull off the road and stare up at the majesty of that temple. I can't get too close to it, though, because of what happened with me and Estelle. Well, one time Estelle's sister was over, Nadine. Me and Estelle and Nadine did the same thing. We pulled over the road and just looked up at that gigantic Mormon temple. Estelle said, can we go in, look around? I said, no, babe, we can't go in. She said, why not? I said, because we're not Mormons. She said, what's that got to do with it? I said, I don't know what it's got to do with it, but they believe that, you know, they don't let non-Mormons in there. Who's to say? You know, I don't question other people's religions, and they don't question mine. If they don't want non-Mormons in there, they wander. You can't go in there. And Nadine said, boy, I sure would like to see in there. I said, well, I've heard it's pretty. When they first opened it up, people could go in there and wander around, but then after they gave everybody a sightseeing tour, they shut that thing. No non-Mormons in there. I said, but I got an idea. Tell you what, let's make believe we are Mormons. I mean, we're not going to really hurt anything. I'll make believe that you're my two wives. And we've just come in from Utah. And that's why we don't have any identification to prove that we are Mormons, because we've been living up in the mountains. I still have two wives, but I'd heard about this, the ultimate of temples. And I just wanted to look around. Maybe they'll let us in. Maybe they'll go for it. And Estelle and Nadine looked at each other and giggled. I said, come on, it's worth a try. What are they going to do, throw us out? So sure enough, we went up to the door of the main temple and knocked. Guy opened and said, yes, can I help you? I said, I've come all the way from Utah. This is my wife Zelda and my wife Hepzibah. And we've come all the way from the mountains of Utah to see this temple. I can't believe this is really it. We're here, girls, we're here. I'm a left foot. I'm a right foot. I'm happy because we made the temple now. I'm a left foot. I'm a right foot. I'm a Mormon and I'm here at my temple now. I'm a left foot. I'm a right foot. He said, calm down, calm down. I said, well, I'm happy. I'm happy. He said, these are your two wives? You are a Mormon. I said, yes, of course. So sure enough, they opened the door. And Nadine and Estelle and I started to walk in there. The guy said, just a minute, you. I said, what do you mean? He said, who is the most famous of all Mormons? Who is the guy that started it all going? I said, Estelle, who was the guy? Who was that guy? I said, wasn't it somebody to do with child molestation? He said, child molester. I said, yeah, what's his name, Frigham Young? He said, freeze! I said, run, Estelle, run! He said, intruders, intruders, intruders in the temple, intruders in the temple. I said, run quickly! My God! Well, we rounded the corner. She said, where are we going to hide? I said, I don't know, I don't know. Look around, look around. He said, my God! I said, quick, in the liquor cabinet. They'd never look there. So we jumped in the liquor cabinet. We hid there cowering. We heard feet pounding up and down the hallways. Check left, check right. Finally, when nobody was there, we tippy-toed up to the tippy-tippy-tippy-tippy-tippy-tippy-tippy-tippy-top of the temple. And we pulled a little good-natured prank. And then we rappelled down to the street, and we made good our getaway. But not without first doing a little good-natured prank at the tippy-tippy-tippy-tippy-tippy-tippy-top of the temple. The next day, the headline in the paper ran, Pranksters Climb Mormon Temple, Replace Statue of Gabriel with One of Adrian Barbeau. It's 27 minutes after 6.